welcome. Another week of our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Cross, Cadenier Christian Sinners Report, releasing prophetic insight into the hour we're living in. I had another prophetic encounter, a dream, where the Lord audibly spoke to me on how to navigate the coming difficult season that we're about to enter into. You need this word to be able to become victorious in this hour. All right, let's listen in.
Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Well, welcome. I pray you are blessed today. Our God, there's no one greater. I know that's an old song. Hard to say that's old, but it is old for most of us. And we do say that He is greater than any situation we are going through. All right. Well, it's the 14th day of August, 2023. And we are moving forward in this hour because God has given insight on what to do in the coming season. And I have tried to be a vessel to you guys and to everybody around us and them to us sometimes of tools that God wants us to have. He does not want us to be ignorant of the seasons we're in. He wants us to know His plans, and He also wants to give us the ability to be successful in a dark season, in a difficult season. And we have many things ahead of us. For us in America, we got an election next year. It's going to be crazy. It's already crazy now. You don't have to be prophetic to recognize it's going to get out of hand. But God is saying, it's okay. I got a plan for you. I have hope for you. I have a purpose for you. And I had an encounter where He helped me through this process. As a person who, and maybe you're this way too, where God shows you the difficult seasons, the hard things that are coming, okay, so we see them coming. What do we do? That's the number one thing. You know, if we see economic decline, which I did in 2019, I was overwhelmed with questions, not as to whether it was going to happen or not. I think everybody believed that. The question is, what do we do? How do we posture ourselves? And when you get into monies and finances and all, everybody gets real kind of weird because we tend to become self-serving, protect my house and nobody more. We can get into that. And so that creates a curiosity. But now with the coming storms, I want us to have the curiosity that, okay, God, how do we make it through this season? One, you're our provider. Yes, we get that. But two, what do we do? How do we obey in this coming moment that we're in? Okay, so I want to talk about that today. We'll see how far we get. Maybe I'll finish, maybe I won't. But if not, I'll pick up tomorrow. And I think this is very important. Now, I had this dream, and it's a very short dream. Nothing really new as far as the revelation of it. But it was a very important dream because it was giving insight in the days ahead. And I ran it by multiple prophetic people because I didn't want to try to interpret this thing by myself, because when a simple dream comes, you have to be really careful because God is trying to speak something larger than the simplicity of it. And we say sometimes from the school of duh, you know, like you should know that. Yeah, everybody knows that. So if it's that simple, then there's something greater God is wanting to seek out. Because, you know, honor of kings to search out a matter. So let me give you the dream. I've shared it with some people already. I've actually got some interpretations that I'm going to probably use today outside of what I have. I want to give credit to those who helped me. And as we process through this, so here we are. I'm in a dream. I'm seeing a group of the body of Christ. He's part of my family's there. And I think there's leadership there in the body of Christ. Nobody I, quote, knew. But only people I knew in the dream was my family. And we were all sitting around discussing the hour we were living in the earth, and what was going on, all the craziness, the darkness, etc. And then all of a sudden, in the dream, the Lord himself opens my Bible, my personal Bible, the one I use. I use one Bible pretty much. I have three copies of it. I have one in my office, one at home, another one. I always have extras because I want to use the same one. I like to remember what part of the page it's on, and that's just me. Maybe you do it different, but that's what I do. Anyway, so he opens my personal Bible, and he points with his finger to a scripture, Proverbs 8:33. Now, this wasn't a scripture that I had memorized in the natural. I did not know it in the natural. But anyway, and this is what the passage says there in the New American Standard. It says, "Heed instruction and be wise and do not neglect it." Very simple, right? Heed instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. And he says in the dream, audibly, "This is how you will navigate the next season with all its difficulties." And then I knew in the dream, the key to prospering in the days ahead was to follow these instructions. Now, here's where the dream got a little bit wild. Because in my dream, he opened it to that page. It was on the bottom right side of my page. And on that page, I don't have double columns on each page. It's like in paragraph form. So I get up. I thought, wow. I remember the number, you know, Proverbs 8, everything. I remember it. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be interesting if I open my Bible and it's right where it is on the piece of paper that he pointed to? That'd be really interesting because I've had that happen before in dreams. So I opened my Bible to Proverbs 8:33, and it is exactly on the page, just like it was in the dream. And the Lord pointed to the very spot it is on my natural Bible. Now, I'm going to take a lot of credence with that because, one, like I said, I don't have this. My Bible memorized, obviously I'd like to, but I don't. And I've read Proverbs for years, yes, but I would never remember it's on the bottom right side. So I just want to say that to you, not to build myself up or anything. I don't want to build the Lord up. Look, he knows exactly what Bible I have. He knows exactly where my verses are, and he knows where to put his finger on it. And so I want you to take the importance of that. Now, what's interesting is when you have a dream and like this, it's really a literal dream. It's what it is. And I tend to have a lot of literal dreams. I know there's some that teach that that's not possible. I absolutely, uncategorically denounce that because it's not true. I do have many literal dreams. But when you hear a clear voice or a word like this spoken in a dream, it becomes the focus and can be taken literal. And everything else in the dream revolves around that. Okay. So the literal part of the dream is we're being called to heed, to listen, and I'll break down the Hebrew later, to listen, Shema, instruction, listen to instruction. God instructs us what to do, how to do it, etc. That's the English word. It also mainly means chastisement and correction. And actually, God is doing that right now for the church. So God has said, listen to my correction, my chastisement in this hour. And it says, and be wise. And to me, when you listen to his correction, you will be wise. When you heed it, when you say, I'm going to do what he's correcting my life to do. And as I do that, I'm going to walk in wisdom. And in this says, be wise and don't neglect it. So here's the point. Has God told you to do something? Has he given you instruction? Have you heeded it? Have you neglected it? I think it's a rebuke right there. I'm guilty of some things I've not obeyed. And so I'm doing an analysis of my life and the prophetic words and directives God's given me and saying, Lord, is there any area I've not been faithful? So when you see that, now this is a very important instruction considering all the distractions that are taking place to keep us off balance and less focused, okay? So that is why I think the Lord is saying this simple little word right now. And I want you and I together to listen to this word and to heed this instruction that God is giving to us right now. Okay, I don't know how better to put it other than that. There is difficulties coming. So that's what's going on around the dream. I saw storms. I saw things like that. And I knew that if we listened to the Lord on this, that we would be victorious and we would prosper in a very dark, difficult season. That's the goodness of the dream. So remember, I said the focus is the literal part. We got to do this. Then the surrounding part is that we will prosper as we go forward in this hour. That's what the Lord is saying through this encounter. Now, I like I said, I've shared this privately, a little bit in my meetings at the House Christian Center, but this is kind of my launching to it and my launching for it for everybody here. How many of you, if you're being honest with yourself, will admit you've been told by the Lord to do certain acts, certain things, and you're not obedient? Well, you're not going to be wise. And guess what? That means you're neglecting what God has said to do. Now, when God gives a direct word, judgment comes immediately. When God gives parables, it gives you time to work it out. He tells you a story, you know, like a dream is a parable many times, when it's not like this one, where it's not literal. And you have time to work it out. And by the time you work it out, you're ready to obey. These type of words is a real warning. I'm excited, but I'm scared a little bit, healthy scared, fear of God. Because if I don't obey this word, when hardship hits me and I'm not being prosperous in a difficult season, I can't blame God. I can't blame anybody. The Lord will have said to me, I told you, son, to heed my instruction, to let me correct you. Embrace it so that you'll be wise and have wisdom and as you move forward in this next season. So I did run this by Chuck Pierce, and thankfully he responded. And one of the things he said to me was that wisdom dismantles or destroys demons. I know we can't do them permanently, but we can dismantle their structures and the demonic activity by walking in wisdom. So, well, okay, I'm going to walk in wisdom. What did Solomon actually pray? Everybody said, well, he prayed for wisdom. Well, that's not exactly what he prayed in the dream that he had. He prayed that he would have the understanding of his mind, and in that, he was given wisdom. Okay, so he didn't really ask directly straight up for wisdom. It came to him because he asked for understanding of mind. Your mind, your will, your emotion. So he was asking for your soul, his soulish realm, to understand what God wanted to do in any given situation. You see him manifest that wisdom, that understanding, when two women claimed the child was theirs, and he tells them, well, fine, we'll just cut it in half. Knowing he had an understanding in his mind through the wisdom God gave him that the true mother would never allow that to happen and be willing to sacrifice their own ownership in order the child would live. Okay, so that's a manifestation of it. So what we're asking for right now is as God corrects us and we embrace it, we're asking for understanding of mind, which then will make us wise and will tell us how to navigate through every crisis that comes. I'm not going to be able to finish today, so we'll pick up again tomorrow. But I want you to grasp this word. This is a now word. Ask yourself, do an evaluation. Search out your words. Search out your heart. What has God told you to do to navigate? Look, if it's going to be a financial season, he's told you to invest in something and you didn't invest. Well, guess what? That's important. You need to heed that because why? Difficulties coming against finances. You need to do that. Whatever God's told you to do. If it's your job or your home, your family, whatever God has spoken to you, heed his instructions when he says, son, do this, daughter, do this, that you'll be wise. And I want this house, the people that are listening to this podcast today, to be a house of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we fear that we're not obeying, and therefore we're not, if we don't fear that, then we're not going to walk in wisdom. We want to fear the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, I don't want to miss what you're saying to prepare us and me for the coming season. Let me pray for you today. that God would strengthen you to obey this scripture, Proverbs 8:33. Lord, that we'd heed instruction and be wise, and Lord, that we wouldn't neglect what you're saying right now. I pray for everybody today that, Lord, that they would research and you would bring back to their remembrance anything you've corrected them on, anything you've told them to do and they've not heeded, and therefore they lack the wisdom necessary to make it through the next season. I pray for revelation, uncover, show them again, repeat it, Lord. Give them dreams, visions, whatever it takes to remind them of what you have said to them. In the name of Yeshua, I pray today. Amen and amen. Well, thanks again for listening here on our platforms, whatever platform you're on, iTunes, whether you're on Facebook, whatever platform you're listening to us on, whatever, Podbean, Apple, thank you. Again, please share with your friends. We want to grow this audience. We want to help people navigate like these prophetic words we give each and every day of how to navigate through the difficult seasons we're in. This is a critical hour in the church, and God wants us to be equipped and not caught off guard by what's happening. And we try to help you through these platforms. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and you can read all about our ministry if you don't know. And also, you can give there on our app. Thanks again for each and every one, and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow.